The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The Steam Packet Company is famous, of course, for sailing ships. What it's not famous for is flying aeroplanes. But it was, at one time, and went close to major involvement in British aviation, which is something of a forgotten phase of the Steam Packet's historical record. Back when it was a wholly owned Manx company, it carried great local prestige. To be appointed a director was a prized accolade for business leaders in the island. Only the best men were good enough for the board. And in the years between the First and Second World Wars, they had no trouble perceiving that air travel was something the company had to get into. And for 12 years, that is what happened. It was a cautious involvement, and not carried out under the name of the Steam Packet. The London Midland and Scottish Railway Company, the LMS of pre-nationalisation days, went into partnership with the Steam Packet in the early 1930s, running a modest air freight operation called Railway Air Services. In 1935, this became known as the Manx Airway, and began passenger services linking Manchester, Liverpool, Blackpool, and the Isle of Man. This was getting a foot in the aviation industry door. And although it made a loss, it was successful enough in its first season to carry 5,675 passengers and 40 tons of freight without, it was stressed, serious accidents or loss of life. The safety factor was highly important. There was expansion in 1936 with another name change to Isle of Man Air Services. There was also a new partner, a company called Olly Air Services, run at Ronaldsway by Captain G.P. Olly, a former pilot with Britain's national air carrier, Imperial Airways. Each partner subscribed £25,000 in share capital. This was big money, reflecting the Steam Packet's faith in the future of flying, and at the company's annual general meeting in Douglas in July 1937, there was a proposal to change its articles of association to allow even bigger investment in aviation. The chairman, Sir Frederick Clucas, also Speaker of the House of Keys, said negotiations were going on with other parties which, if successful, could work to the company's great advantage. In particular, he held out the prospect of lucrative airmail contracts. The plan was approved by shareholders by a majority of 195 to 12. But the timing was wrong. The 1930s were a time of worsening worldwide economic slump, and air travel suffered in 1938. And in 1939 came the start of the Second World War, and a halt to civil aviation called by the British government for the duration. In 1945, the war over, there was an even greater setback when Britain's new Labour government nationalised the country's air services under the name of British European Airways, which took over Isle of Man Air Services. There was now no way into aviation for the Steam Packet, and its ambitions were grounded once and for all. Mind you, the company was asked in 1956 to join in a syndicate hoping to restart private enterprise flights between Ronaldsway and Liverpool. But British European Airways would tolerate no competition and objected to the granting of licences, and that was that. The Steam Packet went back to what it did best, and that was sailing ships full of passengers and freight. As far as I know, there was no further question of going into aeroplanes. You know, you have to wonder what might have happened at the Steam Packet if the cards of history had fallen more in its favour, all those years ago. One thing is for certain, skippers would still have been skippers.